every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with the stars of our show. Number 15, guy from Super Bowl 14, one of the all-time greats. Got an incredible quarterback. We're talking about Vince Ferragamo. Joining him, number 78, known as the Energizer Bunny, offensive lineman for 20 seasons. I'm telling you, it was the offensive lineman playing all of his seasons with the franchise Los Angeles Rams. Hall of Famer Jackie Slater. Gentlemen, welcome to your broadcast.
Thank you,
Michael. It's a good day to be in Los Angeles, I'll tell you that, Jackie. The Rams and the Chargers both winning this past weekend.
Boy,
winning football, winning basketball going on. This is a great time for sports, boy. I'll tell you what,
great time for sports. We snuck into Wisconsin, and we harvested some cheese from our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com. So buckle up here during the show. We'll tell you about some great cheeses there. Jackie, I got you some Abergele.
Oh, my goodness.
And I picked up some Parmesan.
How about that six pepper cheddar? Did you get some of that?
You're torn between the two of those. Six pepper cheddar. Or the Abergele, and Vince, you're just right there at the
with the wine. You know,
Vince just wants cheese he can shred and put over some pasta. That's all he wants.
Hey, don't our guests always get a bottle of wine and some cheese?
Absolutely. Maybe today. Now that you mentioned it, we can't hold back. We'll talk about that in a second here, I tell you. I'm a guest, by the way, on the show today. I don't know if you guys don't pay me, so there you go. All right, listen, we've got the website here we want you to check out, onpointlive.net. Check out, subscribe to our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. We're on Instagram at on.point.live. And don't forget, you can email us. Get us your questions out. We got a good guest today. You're going to be wanting to talk to our guest, so get to our email there, onpoint@crntalk.com. On Point, O-N-P-O-I-N-T, at CRN, as in Championship Radio Network Talk. What's been going on this week with you guys? Vince, Jackie, what have you been up to? Watching football?
Oh, man, watch the football.
How do you not watch football?
Yeah, Thursday night. Then you have college football Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday and Monday night.
Then you got a really good team right here in our backyard. The Rams are just they're just off the cuff. They're playing so well.
I was looking for a baseball game, for gosh sakes. Is there any more about World Series games? Our producer,
too
Corey
bad,
Marino.
Mike. Baseball's over.
Baseball's
Come on, Corey,
over.
Can you get another baseball game together?
I'm good for a bit.
I'll bring the sushi with the Dodgers. Let me tell you, we got a team there for you. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we got a great guest coming up here today. We're going to analyze last week's games, look at this week's games, keep you posted on everything going on. Don't forget, it's On Point Live. Put a liking to us at our website and also at our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. Onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll be right back. Foodies, listen up. What's better than discovering your next flavor obsession? How about discovering it with cheeses that speak your language? At HarmonyCheese.com, we don't just make cheese, we compose edible symphonies. Crafted in Wisconsin, our cheeses are rich, creamy, and unforgettable. From the buttery brilliance of Abergele to the bold bite of our Alpine Reserve, every taste tells a story. Even On Point Live's Jackie Slater calls our Abergele a game changer for snack time. And now, CRN Talk listeners get an exclusive treat, 10% off your first order at HarmonyCheese.com. Use the code CRNTALK. That's CRNTALK. So go ahead, elevate your next dinner party or just indulge in a solo snack session. And with the holidays near, our gift boxes are wrapped, ready, and foodie approved. Go to HarmonyCheese.com. Mention CRNTALK, HarmonyCheese.com.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Touchdown. Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan Blend Caressa J, Bold Primitivo, Elegant Pinot Nero, and Rich Sangiovese, all gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness. Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with the stars of our show, Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. We got another great star today, gentlemen. Charles Peanut Tillman, the former NFL All-Pro cornerback, best known probably for his 12 standout seasons with the Chicago Bears. He was drafted in the second round in 2003 out of Louisiana Lafayette, and he quickly became one of the league's most respected defensive playmakers. And he revolutionized the art of forcing turnovers with what's known now as the trademark peanut punch. We'll be talking about that here. Jackie wants to ask about that. And finished his career at the NFL's all-time leader among defensive backs in forced fumbles. A two-time Pro Bowler, 2013 Walter Payton Man of the Year, heartbeat of the Bears defense through their mid-2000s, played in Super Bowl 41, holds franchise records for defensive touchdowns, ranks among the top in interceptions, and he's also known for his leadership and humility with his commitment to giving back. We'll be talking about his charitable work, too. We're talking about the one and only Charles Peanut Tillman. Welcome to the show, Charles. Glad to have you with us.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for having me. How y'all doing?
Doing pretty good, Charles. Doing pretty good.
Coming on.
How's the weather there where you are?
A little cold. It's a little cold outside. There's a little bit. We had some snow. It's been snowing lately.
Oh, that's right. It was snowing
already.
The game on Sunday,
already
Jackie.
We got snow.
That's right.
It was.
Yeah. Green Bay had some winds blowing in there. I'll tell you last night. Huh?
Yeah, I think we got a little bit more snow than them. But it's we're used to it. I'm used to it. Living here, you got to be used to it.
You know, Charles, I want to get right to this because I am so excited to have you join us. And, you know, I want to know, I got a couple of things I want to know. The first one is, when did you know that you wanted to play and wanted to be committed to playing football at the very, very highest level in the NFL?
I was 5 years old.
Wow.
I was 5 years old. I was, I don't know exactly where I was at. I was about five or six, and I saw football for the very first time and said, that is what I want to do. it looked fun. I didn't know anything about the money or the fame. It just looked fun. And I was like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I get to hit people, and I get to carry that football, and you can tackle them, and people cheer for you. It just looked really fun. So if my dad were here right now, he would tell you, yeah, I remember that. He talked about football all the time. I was obsessed with it. I was obsessed with playing the game of football. Didn't understand the game all the way. Didn't know all the rules. I just played it just in my backyard with all my friends. Didn't play organized football with a coach and pads and a helmet until eighth grade.
Wow.
Up until that point, I just was always in the yard with my friends outside.
What game were you watching? Was it a Ram game with Vince and Jackie playing in it when you were 5 years old?
It might have been. You know, it had to be. They might have been playing the Bears or something like that. Funny story about you, Mr. Slater. It was Super Bowl in, oh, God, Atlanta? I think we were in Atlanta for Super Bowl week. I obviously, I was retired, but we were in Super Bowl in Atlanta. I was working for Fox. No. It was Super Bowl in Houston. I was working for Fox Sports.
Patriots.
And yeah, the Patriots. You were there. You had the dope yellow Hall of Fame jacket, or gold, I should say. And you was like, hey, Tillman, Peanut. And you yelled my name from across the way. And I did a double take, and I was like, that's the Hall of Famer yelling my name. Like, what does he want with me? And you introduced yourself, and I introduced myself, and you were like, I already know who you are. But I was just like, oh, damn, Jackie Slater knows who I am. I'm like, it was just a surreal moment for me. I had to share that story with you. It was awesome. And your son, it was an amazing player. I mean, I don't know. He probably had about 12 Pro Bowls just off of special teams alone. He was a really good player. Well, he set the tone for special teams. Well, he really did.
I'll share that with him. I'm sure he's going to be watching this podcast, and he'd be honored to hear you say that. You know, one of the things, it's really interesting to me when you see people do things that leaves a legacy. You know, you've heard of the head slap. Well, mm-hmm. Vince and I got to know, we didn't get to play with him, but we got to know Deacon Jones. And Deacon Jones, he did the head slap, and he would slap offensive linemen just a blur their visions for a second, and he was very fast, and he'd go right by him and blow the quarterbacks up. And he could do that back in those days. And then now I look and I see, right here in our backyard here, Charles, there is mm-hmm. a guy on the Rams football team named Landman. He is a linebacker. He does a really good job inside playing defense. But more importantly, this guy is forcing fumbles at a very high level. And he's doing mm-hmm. it with the peanut That's punch. Right. So tell me, how did that get started? I want to know who taught you that? Because everyone is using this technique and trying to teach this technique to that would-be tacklers all over the NFL.
Well, let me just first shout out to Landman. I've been watching him, and every week he's a clinic on how you execute the peanut punch. And I am a fan of Landman. I've been watching him, and I'm just like, yo, he gets it.
he knows
what he's doing. He gets it. It started when I was in high school. No, I'm lying. It started when I was in college. We played Wolford College. They ran some triple option. I must have had about 20 tackles at free safety.
Wow.
And I just ran the alley. They didn't have anyone to account for me. And my job was the pitch man. My assignment was, no matter what happens, just hit the pitch player. Run by the quarterback, that's somebody else's job. Your only assignment is just hit the pitch guy. So I must have hit the pitch guy 20, 30 times that entire game. Hit him with everything I had. At the end of the game, my defensive coordinator from high school, Rodney Southern, he says to me, he goes, man, if you would have just swatted at the ball at the quarterback when he was running with as he's running with the ball, you could have had so many fumbles if you just would have swatted at it. And the light bulb went off. And I was like, oh, okay. So college, the next year rolls around. I would purposely take bad pursuit angles, purposefully. Let the guy get in front of me. I was fast enough to get behind him, secure the tackle, and I'd punch it out.
Wow.
Fast forward, get to the league, everybody's fast. Linemen, D-linemen, offensive linemen, tight ends. I can't do that. So had to figure out a way to make the tackle and try to affect the punch. And my first game, not your backyard, but in San Francisco, somewhat in the state.
Right.
First play, special teams. First time I got in the game, special teams. My first NFL snap. We played San Francisco September of 2003 in Old Candlestick. And I don't know who the guy was, but he got it and he's running. I put my head in there and the ball just, it popped down and it's like, hey, we got something. We got something going.
We got something going here.
Different ways. We got something going here, fellas. Yeah. And it's just one of those things that just, it kind of just stuck around. And over the years, I was able to perfect it. I got better and better at how I was able to get the football out.
Well, Charles, you know, you've obviously perfected that peanut punch, and you did it 44 times during your career to force fumbles. And, you know, but besides your illustrious career, we have to jog your memory a little bit. We got to go back to, okay. You mentioned Super Bowl, okay? You played in Super Bowl 41 in 2007. Was there a particular event or some particular play that stands out in your mind that was most responsible for you guys getting to that Super Bowl? That was an amazing year.
I'd probably say, are you talking about Super Bowl itself or just the season?
The Super Bowl that you went to in 2007. I could date myself. Super Bowl 41, when you played in Super Bowl. Is there something, an event during that course of the year that led to something like that?
I don't know if it was a specific play. The one thing I remember about the Super Bowl 41, one, is losing it. But two, is Devin Hester's infamous, the opening kickoff and him taking return. It back. That's 90, right. 95 or right. however many yards he took it back.
Right.
That's the one thing I really remember about that game that stands out clear as day in my head.
Hang in there. We're going to take a little bit more down memory lane. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more. On Point Live, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, Charles Peanut Tillman. They'll be with you here, too. Get your questions, if you have them, onpoint@crntalk.com.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
It's On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with the stars of our show, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater from the Los Angeles Rams. Our guest today, Charles Peanut Tillman from the great Chicago Bears. And just before the break there, Charles, you were talking about, Vince asked you about the road to Super Bowl 41 and what play you remember on the way there to get into the Super Bowl. What was it? What was something that you remember leading up to it in that series, in that season?
Leading up to the series or leading up to getting into Super Bowl, it'd probably be just the Arizona game. You know, everyone thought we were down and out, and we were down 21-0 at halftime. Olin Cruz gave this amazing speech. We come out the second half. Offense didn't really do anything. So defense, we scored 2 touchdowns. Devin Hester returns a kick. Arizona misses a field goal, and we go up, and we beat them. And it was just an amazing comeback on Monday. I think it was Monday night or Sunday night football. That was probably the reason we made it to Super Bowl 41, because everybody, we really believed, and we didn't think anyone could beat us. We all bought the Kool-Aid or drank the Kool-Aid, and we bought into the system, and we believed in one another, and it was just, it was an amazing comeback. It was an amazing victory for us.
You know, it's funny how we always remember those big team efforts when we all pitched in and made a major contribution towards a big team effort win.
Yeah.
You know, Peanut, I just can't get beyond what I'm seeing with this Peanut punch.
And what's
that? And I'm looking at this, and I'm seeing guys take their fists, balled up their fists, and they are literally punching at this football to knock it out. And in many cases, it doesn't seem like they're in a position to tackle the guy. It seems like they are going to yield a whole lot more yards on the ground. But the goal is to punch that ball right out of their hands. Is that? Talk to me about that a little bit more, because there are a lot of people that's going to be using that, and I want them to understand how the guy who started, what he was thinking when he was doing it.
So the goal is to get the ball back for the offense. There's this old stat in the NFL. If you're plus two, you're 80%. Plus three, 90%.
Right.
Oh, sorry. Plus one, you're 70%.
Right.
So my whole job under Coach Smith was, hey, we were taught day one, takeaway. We got to get the football back for our offense. We have to outplay the other person's defense, the other team's defense. My goal, get the ball back. I'm trying to punch the ball, and I'm trying to make the tackle. Because if I just go for the punch, you're going to keep running, and you're going to get all those yards, and then I got to tackle you.
Right.
I try to tackle and punch at the same time. So when I would come up for a tackle, I had very good eye discipline to look how the ball carrier was carrying the ball. Sometimes I'll use my pencil sharpener. Sometimes the ball is here, it's here, it's here, it's here, it's here, it's there. So you have to constantly know if I'm punching here, am I punching down, am I punching up, am I punching across? So I'm trying to figure out what type of punch I'm about to throw. And I have to do that within a tenth of a second, and I do it at the last minute. No different than a boxer. When he's boxing, he has all these combinations in his head or her head. The boxer has these combinations in their head. And they don't just, if a person's blocking, they don't just, you know, they don't just jab, jab.
Right.
They do a side punch. They might do an uppercut. They might do a hook or something like that. That's kind of how I approached punching out the ball. I had a bunch of different punches and a bunch of different combos in my head. I just made the punch according to what the offensive player or the ball carrier was, how they were carrying the ball.
Wow.
That's what I was looking at. I was looking at how they carried the ball. I didn't go in there and just punch. I had it was a purposeful. I had an intention, and I was very intentional about where and how I made my punches.
Now, did you ever have to tape your fingers up and everything just to keep healthy?
In the beginning, no. Toward the end, yes. I got smarter, and I started wearing wrist wraps for my wrist, because my wrist kept kind of going back like that. So I started to tape inside this here, my thumb, and then I would put my wrist. Sometimes I would tape them like I was going to go box, and it definitely helped. You definitely need to tape your wrist for sure.
Right.
Charles, I was a quarterback, you know, and I love throwing to my receivers. But, you know, as a defensive shutdown defensive back like you were, did you have any kind of reflections on some of the greatest receivers you faced? And in today's football, who do you think are some of the best shutdown corners in the game?
So, yeah, Hall of Fame Marvin Harrison humbled me quite a bit. Couldn't touch him. He just was like this shifty little bug that I could not touch. You know, like a fly, and you're trying to swat at the fly, and you just can't get it. That was Marvin Harrison. I couldn't touch him. Hall of Fame Randy Moss.
Yes.
Speed, size, hand-eye coordination. Hall of Fame Calvin Johnson.
Wow.
Amazing. I've seen him go up.
Stafford used to throw
triple coverage. And he still brings the ball back, or he still will come down with the ball. I think going against and having the honor of playing and guarding those three Hall of Fame receivers, they made me a better player.
Right.
No doubt, no question. One of the guys I like today, Keon Mitchell, he plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think his game is just perfect all the way around. Patrick Surtain Jr., I love his footwork. I love his press coverage. I love how he just sits in there and he can reroute a receiver. And he doesn't even have to use his hands. He just uses his feet. He's got really good footwork. I'm a fan of both those gentlemen right now in today's game.
You know, one last question I got to ask you, Charles, is that, you know, through your illustrious career, you've had so many awards. But the one that really is impressive that sticks out to me the most is the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, because it exemplifies talent and community awareness. And I was just so proud of what you've been able to accomplish, especially through your Charles Tillman Cornerstone Foundation and all the families you've been able to help across the country. I mean, tell us how you got started in that.
My daughter, my second oldest daughter, Tiana, had a heart transplant, and she had to receive a heart. And she was a recipient of a donor heart. And because of that, started the foundation and just wanted to help as many people and families and children as we could, because someone, a stranger, made a very selfless decision to save my daughter's life. And she blessed me, and I wanted to take her blessing and bless other families.
Wow.
And since we've started that foundation, it's been great, man. My daughter's doing well. She just got accepted into Kentucky.
Congratulations.
She's a senior this year. She's 17. We've been helping these families since 2008. And it's really been a blessing that our family has been able just to help other families. Because as they say, it takes a village. I didn't get to where I am by myself. I had a whole lot of people that have helped me along the way. Even when I got off my path, they were able to put me back on my path. And life's hard, man.
It is.
Life is hard.
It is.
And in my deepest and darkest hour, someone helped me. And there's a lot of people that have dark times and dark moments. And hopefully our foundation can be the light that these families need. And winning that award, Mr. Slater, you know Walter better than anybody. One of the best things about that night was hanging out with Miss Connie, Jared, and his sister Brittany.
Yes.
Because I finally got a chance to know about and hear about Walter Payton as a dad, a husband, and not a football player. Obviously, I knew everything about him, living and playing for the Chicago Bears. But I heard about him as a man, as a dad, and as a husband. And it was the coolest night. It is one of my most favorite memories in my life. It is a core memory that I have with that night, or on that night with the Payton family.
Right.
Well, Charles, if we can ever help you with your foundation and your efforts, you please let us know, because both Jackie and I are very much involved with charitable events. So we'd love to help you.
Let me ask the three of you a question here, Charles. It's Mike Horn. Jackie, you played your whole career with the Rams. Most of your career, Vince, with the Rams, you were in Green Bay. You went to Buffalo. You played in Canada for a while. Charles, you played a little bit at the end there with Carolina, but primarily in Chicago. I used to go to the Midwest to my uncle's farm, the breadbasket of our country. And Vince, you can add to this because you played in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Is there something about that area where the people are leaving their front doors open, they love their sports? What was it like for you to play in front of the fans, whether you had a rotten season or a great season? They seem like they're always there for the team, for the Bears.
They are. Even when we had crappy seasons and they booed us, they still showed up. They would boo us, and then they would all show up the next game. It wasn't until I got injured and I went to a tailgate. I've never tailgated a day in my life. I finally got to tailgate with some fans, and they had gotten out there at 5 a.m. to put a brisket or a pot roast or something on. And I'm like, y'all get out here this early to cook and then go in the game and cook and buy more food and drink $20 beers. Like, it's a lifestyle for some of these people. And I enjoy it. I didn't really get that. And then doing different appearances, talking to fans that said, you know, man, you know, my grandfather took me to my first Bears game at Wrigley Field. I've had season tickets since 1945. Right. And you have to sit back and just say, oh wow, these aren't fans. This is their team. This is a lifestyle.
Right.
This is a choice. And they choose to love this team through thick and thin. Right. They love this team.
Right.
I didn't really appreciate fans until I appreciated fans more when I got into the league, because I understood what they go through. We get paid, an obscene amount of money, and our fans of the NFL, not just Rams fans or Bears fans, just NFL fans in general, they love their team. Green Bay, they love their team. The Rams, they love their team. The Packers, like,
they love
their teams.
That's all they got.
And it is their life.
That's right. They're
and I didn't understand it. I even understand it more now that I'm retired. And I love hanging out with these fans. It is one of the coolest things. If all of you listening, if you have never been to a game and you have never tailgated, go to a Rams game, a Chargers game, a Bears, a Packers, just an NFL game, or wherever you can get.
Or check us out here at On Point Live. Charles, Tina Tillman, we love you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, I'm Kylie.
I'm John.
And I'm Garrison.
And a little thing we love about the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets
is sharing it in the car during the holidays.
I do love that.
We will pack the car with gifts. And, of course, we go and pick up our family's favorite nuggets.
Every nugget is tasty times quadrillion.
And we get all the sides.
Yeah, the ooey-gooey mac and cheese is a big hit.
Everyone from 1 to 116 would love Chick-fil-A's chicken nuggets.
Share the nuggets, share the joy. Order the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
This Veterans Day, we honor the brave individuals who have served in our nation's military. Upon returning home, many may face service-connected health challenges. ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, is an incurable neurodegenerative disease affecting the nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord and can cause people to lose the ability to move, speak, swallow, and eat on their own. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop this disease. U.S. Army veteran Ed lives with ALS.
Living with ALS isn't easy, but the discipline and grit I gained during my time in the military have carried me through. My experience has shown me how important it is to talk openly about the disease so others can truly understand. I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to join the Share Your Story community.
To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio. This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
What a show. Back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, and our guest, Charles Pina Tillman from the Chicago Bears. And what a great interview here today. Vince, I'll let you kind of wrap things up if you want to with Charles.
Charles, we have to thank you so much. And when we're ever back in the Midwest, we'll come look you up. But you certainly have to enjoy our gift basket that we're going to send to you. And I think Jackie wants to find out information about your websites for your foundation.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's charlestillman.org. I'm at Pina Tillman on Twitter or Instagram. We have a raffle December 20th, Bears Packers. Check it out. You can buy some raffle tickets and you'll get two tickets to the game, two sideline passes, and I personally will hand them to you.
Whoa, wow, that's pretty cool.
How do you do that? You have to buy a ticket?
Yeah, you go to a raffle. So you can either go to go to my link in my Instagram, okay, as Peanut Tillman or at Peanut Tillman, or you can go to our website, peanuttillman.org.
And we got to get raffle in that raffle, Jackie.
I know. I'm writing it down now.
Write it down.
Jackie wants those tickets, I'll tell you. Peanuttillman.org or on Instagram at Peanut Tillman, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. CharlesTillman.org or at Peanut Tillman on Instagram or Twitter.
Thank you so much, Charles, for being on our show today.
We appreciate you, man. And I want to personally tell you to enjoy this journey about the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Obviously, you belong there. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on this list. Vince and I have had two teammates that one I played with for 13 years, one I played for 14 years, and they were on that list up until this point. This is where it gets really serious now, and they're taking a cold, hard look at you guys. So I want to wish you the very best with that. And if the good Lord bless you and that happens, I'll see you in Canton this summer.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
And for all your philanthropic work, too, Charles.
So I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I really do. Thank you, guys.
Continued success. And by the way, if you need either of us on your podcast, don't hesitate to call.
Yes, sir. I will. Thank you very much.
All right.
All right. Thank you to Charles Pina Tillman, everybody. What a great guy. Very good.
Oh, fun.
All right, guys, let's get into it here for this last week here. We got to run through these games right now and get you ready for this week. I guess we'll start with the Rams game,
sure,
for God's sakes. Rams 49 are bitter rivals in their division. Start with you, Vince. Rams 42, 49ers 26. It's looked at Rams all the way with that 42-26 win. What do you think? Matthew Stafford looking great.
Well, he is, Michael, and in the last six games, he's thrown 20 touchdowns and no interceptions. The no interceptions, that's the key, there's no mishap. There's no problems. They're not jumping off sides. They don't have any illegal procedures. One team penalized eight times last weekend. I mean, that's
uncalled for. Did you hear what Peanut Tillman, a guy who's on the ballot to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, did you hear what he just said? He said that if you throw two picks, you got an 80% chance of losing that game. If you throw three picks, you got a 90% chance of losing that game. Matthew Stafford is not putting the Rams at risk.
That's right.
This guy is cautious with everything he does and dynamic at the same time.
Credit Ryan Wendell, Jackie. You played the offensive line.
Unbelievable.
Okay? I mean, their offensive line is good. Not as good as the one that played in front of me, by the way, but they are protecting the quarterback.
They are.
He has very few hurries. They can dial from the entire playbook, Michael, and they're making plays, and they're running the football. A lot of it has to do with that coaching they're getting up front.
There's no doubt about it. And the other thing is the plays that they're using, it's not like we're using this every week, that every
week.
It's
a playbook.
The playbook is expanding as the week goes by.
And well, with three tight ends, tell them about the 13-form personnel, Jackie.
13 personnel. They are scoring. From that 13 personnel, they had at least five different guys to score touchdowns.
Yeah.
And think about it. You know, they have, when you think about big plays, 20-plus yards, Puka Nacua had 10 big plays, 10 big plays, 20-plus yards, and the same thing with Devontae.
He had
10. And then now you go down the list and you look at all the other guys. You got tight ends. You got three or four tight ends that have had plays of over 20 yards. They are doing a fantastic job. But you know where it all comes from? I keep saying this, Vince. Sean McVay's, one of his first jobs was a tight ends coach at the Washington football team back there. And he has probably, I could just see him sitting somewhere saying, if I was in charge, I would take all of my tight ends and use them. Do this, do that, do the other. And, you know, it's like he's just – inventing things as he goes along, and it's happening. It's working.
What wins championships, Jackie? Defense. And who's doing it on defense? Landman.
Landman. Oh, my goodness.
He's got a great
TV show,
too.
How's he doing it? With his peanut punch. We just talked to Mr. Peanut.
He is knocking that ball out of there deliberately every single time he's done it. You can see him aiming and everything, and I just – to me, Vince, with the way I use my hands as an offensive lineman, I had to keep them all taped up and everything. It just seems like that would be – detrimental to the health of my hands, just punching that ball in there. Like,
well, remember,
that
ground,
ball is not soft.
The ground cannot cause a fumble anymore, Jackie, so you have to punch it out prior to you reaching the ground.
Right.
So you're going to have to get it out.
Third fumble of the season.
Yeah, people are trying to rip it away. Ripping away doesn't always work. Punching works.
It does. Because it's sudden, and it catches them off guard. And no one is expecting
especially from behind, too.
Yes, no one's expecting that punch. Boom, come in there right quick with that.
Yeah, and as good as the 49ers were, Mike, they just were no match for the Rams.
All right, Chargers 25, Pittsburgh 10. Expected more from Pittsburgh. Chargers are looking very good, Jack.
Yeah, I expected a whole lot more from Pittsburgh than what I saw. And Vince and I were talking about this game on the way in. And, you know, the quarterback that they got in there, he's a veteran quarterback. But, you know, they having a problem getting open. They simply don't. The receivers that he has are just not getting open. It's like the guys – learning new routes.
DK Metcalf is limited on his routes that he runs, Jackie. He just runs up the field and maybe in an in route. You got to be versatile. You have to do all different kinds of routes. And Aaron Rodgers just
they had this year drop passes also.
I mean, their defense is playing well, Pittsburgh. But it looked like the Chargers defense were the Pittsburgh defense out there. And Justin Herbert has encountered 33 sacks this year. Lately, he's not getting sacked because what's he doing, Jackie? He's making up his decision quicker. And if there's no one there, he's going to take the alley and take it.
He's taking off running the
football. That's making a big difference.
Which means, Vince, that eventually he's going to take a shot.
He slides.
Eventually, scrambling quarterbacks.
he slides.
The brothers, they slide or not, eventually, if they're looking to take off, they're going to get blown up eventually and be sitting over there on the sideline. I don't like my quarterbacks taking off like that.
Detroit 44, Washington 22. Vince Ferragamo, you take it.
Okay, 44 to 22, that says it all, Michael. You know who's calling the plays now? Dan Campbell, the head coach. Yeah. Is calling the plays. What does that do?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's calling the plays.
He is.
He just took over for that particular game in that particular time.
Well, it works so good, Jackie. I mean, it's going to work. They're going to keep going.
You think so?
They're not going to take away something that's working.
You think so? Huh? Yeah.
I mean, I think he's added more versatility in this offense and more punch.
Yeah.
You know, they were getting a little stagnant, and now they're just back to their old self.
Well, what they're doing is they're running the ball. That's what he's calling running plays.
Well,
he
expects it to work.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
I know, and I'm a big proponent of running the football. You know that,
right.
But at some point in time, Vince, you got to understand the coverages down there, which he probably does because he was a tight end. But you got to be able to attack coverages and everything. And I'm not sure that he's, you know, cut out to do that.
Yeah. Well.
Time remains.
Starts up front.
Yeah, I'll give you this next one, Jackie, because I know it's your favorite team. Houston 36, Jacksonville 29. You like that quarterback on Jacksonville.
I'm telling you now.
D'Amico Ryans, okay.
D'Amico Ryans. And without his best quarterback, you know, his best quarterback.
Yeah.
But I'm just having problems with Jacksonville and their quarterback. I just don't see a level of sophistication. I don't see adventurous game planning where they're using all of these exotic formations like Sean McVay is doing with the three tight end packages that he's using. I just don't see that, Vince.
Well, where's Jacksonville's defense? They give up 36 points. But Davis Mills, the backup quarterback, comes in, and he leads their team, especially on that run for the touchdown, the go-ahead touchdown. They're just playing it at a higher level, Houston is, and Jacksonville isn't. So
yeah,
their overall team. The whole team.
Yeah, well, see what's happening with those guys when they come up. Vince, Seattle, speaking of quarterbacks, you do like Sam Darnold. Seattle 44, Arizona 22.
Yeah, they had five sacks on Jacoby Brissett. Does that say something?
It said a lot.
Okay. Means their defense comes to play, and they play the Rams next week. So that whole – this is the game of the season.
Oh, this is the game. This is the game that you want to see right here.
But Seattle, Jackie, I haven't seen them play this defense since the days when they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so, they're playing really well.
And Sam Darnold's got a lot of weapons.
Yes.
And I think Cooper Kupp behind the scenes
he's coming back.
Making something happen.
He's coming back.
He's going to want to play this week for sure.
I think he's waiting for this game. Yes, I think they've been waiting for Cooper Kupp to get ready for this particular game.
Well, if anyone would know how to run a route against the Ram defense, this would be the guy.
Cooper Kupp has been coaching this wide receiver core ever since he's been there. Make no mistake about it.
Jackie,
and one of the things that I was concerned about was him being on that sideline in Seattle and telling these people up there how to beat the Rams.
Right,
because
that's right.
Anybody knows how to beat them, it's Cooper Kupp.
Okay, who's the coach on the field for the Rams? Matthew Stafford. The coach on the field for the Seattle Seahawks?
Cooper Kupp. Yes, and no doubt about that.
All right.
Baltimore 27, Minnesota 19, Jackie. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Baltimore looked really – did they look like the Baltimore of old?
Yeah.
Didn't they look like they belonged to Lamar? And didn't that team look like it was
– Derrick Henry's
everything
running the
was
ball
tailor-made
again.
For him?
Back to,
it just came back to what we've been used to seeing – there in Baltimore.
And let me say one more thing about Minnesota with J.J. McCarthy. We've talked about his shortcomings, okay? Mm-hmm. 8 illegal procedures against Minnesota.
Now, why do you suppose? Most of those illegal procedures were wide receivers and offensive linemen. So what does that tell you? We never saw that a year ago.
That's up to the quarterback.
We never saw that a year ago.
No. Never with Sam Darnold.
Never saw that a year ago.
You can't illegally jump off the ball before the snap on offense.
No, you can't. So that tells me that they've been listening to a lot of different quarterbacks up there for the last for the last couple of years.
Well, they better start listening to the right one.
I don't think it's Kevin O'Connell's. I don't think he would have made. I don't think he made that decision to let Sam.
All right, 2 minute warning.
I really don't.
Jets 27, Cleveland 20. At Miami, finally winning a big game, 30-13 over Buffalo. That takes us down to New England winning again, 28-23. New Orleans over Carolina in a you pick 'em game, 17-7. Denver 10-7 in a who wants to win it game.
That's right.
Vince, what'd you think of that?
Well, that was it's who wants to win is right. I think the Denver Broncos defense comes to play
every week.
Bo Nix is a little inconsistent, so they have to get that consistency back. And you'd think with Sean Payton, they would be able to find that.
Yeah.
They're going to have to find it real soon because they got a tough game this week against the Chiefs.
But Vince, he's in his second year, right?
Yeah.
He's still a rookie.
He's still maturing.
He's still in his second year, and he's still learning. So I think expectations can be a little bit high, not only for him, but for all of these first, second-year quarterbacks.
All right, real quick, Chicago 24, Giants 20. Vince, you wanted to comment on the Eagles over Green Bay with some coaching calls, 10-7. The Eagles barely win it.
Late in the game, Jordan Love, the quarterback's job is to manage the clock. And with a minute and a half with two timeouts at midfield, you don't have to hurry a 4th-and-1. You take your time. You got to convert to keep the drive alive, to go down with the scoring, to go ahead score. And then, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. So you got to shape that up. I don't know if that's correctable or not because you just have to have instincts as a quarterback to know how much time's on the clock.
All right, email us your comments, questions at onpoint@crntalk.com. Don't forget our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com, direct from the Midwest and Wisconsin. The great cheese. Start ordering it for the holidays and your holiday parties. HarmonyCheese.com. Check us out on Instagram, on.point.live. Follow us and give us a like on our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie, and our website, onpointlive.net. Take a break. We'll be back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Back on On Point Live Speed Handicapping. I'm Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, our producer, Corey Marino. All right, the week 11 here. Let's start with you, Corey. New York Jets at New England Patriots. Who you like?
I got the Patriots.
I do too, Vince.
Patriots.
Patriots.
I got to win more games this week, guys. You guys got okay,
the everyone's taking the
Madrid,
Patriots.
Spain, Washington Commanders at Miami Dolphins. Jackie.
I'm going to have to go with the Dolphins.
Me too.
Me too.
Yeah, I took the Dolphins as well.
Okay.
Vince, Carolina Panthers at Atlanta Falcons. It's a pick'em game. What do
I'm
you think?
I'm going Michael Penix, Falcons.
I'm going with Carolina. Carolina.
Good. I'm glad
I'm going with the Falcons as well.
Tampa Bay Bucks at the Buffalo Bills. This is a tough game. I'm going to go Buffalo Bills, but Tampa Bay could win this one. It's going to be a good game. Jackie.
I'm going with Buffalo.
Vince.
I'm Buffalo. I'm going with Baker.
Corey. Oh, good.
You're going with Baker.
He's
going
to win us again. Chargers at Jacksonville Jaguars. Corey.
I got the Chargers.
Me too.
Me too.
Me three.
Chicago Bears at the Minnesota Vikings. What do you think, Jackie?
I'm going to have to go with the Chicago Bears. I like the way the quarterback is playing now. He's taking control.
Bears, me too with the Bears. Huh? We're in agreement
Corey.
Again.
I was taking Vikings at home.
All right, Green Bay Packers at the New York Giants. Vince.
I'm going with the Packers. Bounce
me
back.
Too.
Well, come on, Jordan.
Too much turmoil in New York. I'm going to have to go with the Packers as well.
Corey?
Yeah, Packers. Russell Wilson might be the starter, so no way with Giants.
Cincinnati Bengals going up at the Pittsburgh Steelers at home is going to be a tough game. I'm going to say Pittsburgh. Jackie.
Pittsburgh, they're going to be smarting.
Mike Tomlin ain't going to not. I can lose another one. I'm going Pittsburgh.
Corey?
I'm going Bengals.
Ooh.
Houston Texans at the Tennessee Titans. Corey?
I got the Texans.
Me too. I got the Texans.
I got the Texans as well. All
right. San Francisco 49ers at Arizona, the Cardinals. Jackie?
Well, it looks like Brissett is hot, and that secondary and no pass rush. I'm going to have to go with them.
You're going with Carolina? Arizona.
Yes.
I'm going to go with the 49ers.
Me too.
I'm going with the 49ers as well.
Seattle Seahawks at the L.A. Rams. Vince.
Well, I know everybody's going to go with the Rams, so I got to go opposite. So I'm going with Seahawks.
Going Rams.
Absolutely. I can't believe you picked them.
I got to get back in the lineup.
There's no way the Rams are going to lose to these guys.
Rams? Okay, very good. Corey.
Rams.
Okay, Corey, Ravens at Cleveland.
Ravens.
I'm taking the Ravens.
Ravens, yeah, Ravens here.
Kansas City at Denver. I'll pick Denver for you. Yeah,
oh, no, thank no, you. No, no, no.
Denver it is.
Yeah, I'm going with the Chiefs.
I'm going with Andy Reid.
Yeah.
All right, Detroit Lions at the Philadelphia Eagles. I got Detroit. What do you think?
I got Detroit.
I'm going with Philadelphia.
Lions.
Are you kidding
me? Cowboys at the Raiders. Vince.
Cowboys.
Yeah, well, I have to go Cowboys. With Cowboys. 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 Cowboys.
All right, Vince, what do we always say?
Stay on point.